That ring is in. I believe that's our ring.
I don't as Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's plan to have their foundling baby choose his own name by drawing a name from a hat failed completely, and so the battle over a name for the baby goes merrily on. As we look in on the little community today, we find both Lum and Abner in the Shout 'em Down Store and Library. Squire Kemp is just entering.
Well, gentlemen.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well,
hello, Squire. Come on back.
Ain't saw you for several days, Squire.
No, I've been busy. She's awful busy, you know. It's been filling on insurance these days.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. In times of economic and financial uncertainty, people realize the importance of insurance more than ever, you know.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, we got all the insurance we can have, Squire. Don't worry, Abner. I had nothing of the sort in mind. Well, however, I'm glad you did bring up the topic of insurance, Abner.
We never brought it up. You brought it up yourself.
Well, maybe you're right, Lum. Maybe you're right. Yes. Well, I'm glad I brought it up then, because it puts me in mind of something that you gentlemen should consider.
How?
I feel as though I've been shirking my duty towards my fellow man by not having thought of this before.
Just a minute, Squire. Exactly what are you talking about?
Why, the new arrival who has come to grace your lives, Lum, the bundle of joy, that homeless little waif.
You mean the baby?
Oh, yes, that tiny, innocent lamb. What joy the patter of infant footsteps must bring to your heart. But remember, he will not be an infant for long, Lum. Soon he will become a young man and will have to face the future. And his future, gentlemen, has now become your responsibility.
Just what are you driving at, Squire?
Well, just Lum. You've got to provide money for that baby's education. And the only way to do it is with an insurance policy.
An insurance policy for the baby?
Yes, that's right.
Well, he's too young to be taking out a policy, Squire.
Why, sure, he couldn't keep up no payment, Squire. He ain't got no money, he ain't working now.
He ain't even got a job.
Why, no.
Well, you gentlemen are the ones who have to make the payments. That's what I meant by this being your responsibility.
Oh, yeah, I see. I never thought of it just that way before.
Well, is that legal, making the payments on his policy that way?
Oh, yes, it's perfectly legal, Abner, yes, indeed.
Well, wait a minute, so he can't fill out them insurance blanks of yours or answer any of them questions you always ask, Squire. He ain't learned how to write.
Well, that taught me a heartache. Well, that doesn't matter, Abner. I can take care of all that. Now, I'd suggest for you our 20-year endowment policy for, $5,000.
$5,000?
Well, you want him to have a good education, don't you, Lum?
Of course we do, but I don't know, Squirrel. I don't believe me and Abner could afford to keep up the payments on that bigger policy.
Oh, cut, Lum. The payments aren't as high as you might think. But I'll tell you what I'll do, Lum. Of course, now you understand I'm, only doing this because of our deep friendship and because I'm greatly interested in the baby's welfare. I wouldn't want this passed around, but here's what I'll do. I'll cut those payments to just 1/4 of the regular premium for you.
1/4?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, are you sure you can do that, Squire?
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll plan it somewhere along.
I believe we ought to take advantage of that.
Yes, well, I figured you would, Lum, a smart businessman like you.
Yeah. I still don't see how you can do it, though.
Oh, well, it's a little technical maneuver that we insurance men call quarterly payments, Lum.
You call it what?
Never mind now, Lum. It's not important at all. I'll explain all that more fully later on. Something to do now is to get these blanks all filled out here.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
It won't take but a minute. Now, let's see. Some of those blanks, I'm sure that's a letter from, here's a blank right here. Yes, 20-year endowment. Now, first of all, we have to have the baby's name. That goes right here.
cost his hang up.
Yes.
Little Lum.
Now, wait just a minute here.
Go ahead, Squire. Put that down. Little Lum.
No, you don't need it, Squire. His name is Charlie Abner.
It ain't no such a thing.
Well, it ain't Little Lum. I know that.
Abner, this ain't no time to get into another argument about his name. Can't you see we got to get this insurance plan filled out?
Well, I know that, Lum.
You want to ruin this baby's whole life?
Ruin his whole life?
Why, sure. If we don't put his name down on the blank, he can't get the insurance, and then he can't never go to college.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't go to college, you won't never make a success out of it there. He'll be a failure. That's what he'll be.
He will, huh?
Why, sure. Someday, when he's a grown-up man, he'll be ragged and hungry, and every time he goes up to some woman's back door to beg for a few crumbs of bread, the woman will say, "Oh, you poor little fella, what happened to you?" He'll say, "Abner Peabody done this to me."
Oh, my goodness, don't say that now, Long.
You don't want that to happen to you?
Well, I know. I don't want him saying that about me.
All right, then go ahead, Squire. Write down Little Long.
Now, just a minute here. His name is Charlie Abner.
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, listen.
Well, gentlemen, just a minute now. I think we can settle this argument for you here. Neither one of those names will do.
Huh?
We have to have the legal name of the child. Don't you know what his real name is?
No, that woman that left him here never told us his name.
Didn't you find some identification of some sort on the baby Lum, or say an identification tag, or something like that with his name on it?
No, not a thing.
There was a little locket around his neck.
Yeah, but it never said nothing on it.
No.
There's a place inside the locket for a picture, but there wasn't no picture there. When somebody had taken it out of there.
That's very strange. Very odd indeed. Do you mind if I take a look at that locket?
No, you don't mind. Get it from me.
Well, I'm the baby's clean over to my place.
I know, but the locket ain't. So we're in a cash drawer. I taken it off of them the other day. I didn't think little boys ought to be wearing lockets.
Oh, well, that's different. Sure, I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Well, Sir Lum, have you heard anything from that woman? Has she sent you any messages, or have you found out anything about who she might be, anything about at all?
No, we had nothing, and we ain't found out nothing.
Well, I do know, Elsie, that's very strange, very strange.
And here's a locket, Squire.
Oh, yes, thank you, Edna.
I studied that thing quite a bit, but I ain't never found no writing on it or nothing.
Well, I don't either. I don't seem to see the thing here. It would identify the little rascal. I can hope that this might give some clue, but I'm afraid not. Yes, sir, that's very strange. Very strange indeed. Yes, sir. Well, here's a locket, Edna.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do about this insurance process, Brian?
Well, I'm afraid that we'll just have to hold up on it until we can find out more about the baby, Lum. I hate to lose out on the sale, but hate to see the baby's future neglected this way, but I don't see any other way out of it.
So do I. Of course, I never had thought about an insurance policy, but it's a good idea.
Oh, the finest thing in the world, and particularly at that rate that I'm making, the finest thing in the world, yeah.
Well, we're still trying to find a name for him. If we find a name for him, will that do?
Well, yes, when that is his legal name, Lum, why, that's all that's necessary to put on the policy is his legal name. And when the legality of the name is proven, well, I'll accept it.
Glad to hear that. I sort of figured on sending him to Harvard or Yale with that insurance money.
Yes, well, now, of course, we might be able to work it out some other way. And in the meantime, if you find out any information about the baby in the next couple of days, why, call me up, Lum.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And I'll do a little investigate myself. I'd like to see this thing through for you. Well, I'll be in contact with you, gentlemen.
Yeah, all right. So long, Squire.
Yeah, so long.
I hate to miss out on that insurance for a little while. Squire was giving us such a good deal and all, too.
Dad, no, there's home. Look here. Look at this locket right here for a minute. See here, some of that gold stuff is peeling off inside there. There's something underneath there, I believe.
Let's see.
Right over here, right there inside there. See, look right in there.
Yeah, it's peeling off,
Ain't that writing or something under there? Look here.
No, it ain't writing. It looks more like a little bitty drawing of some kind.
Drawing.
It's a little. I can't
hardly make it out,
though. Something.
Maybe it's a picture of the baby. I
bet you
that's what it is,
Lon. Well, it ain't that kind of a picture, though, huh? It's just something engraved right into the locket.
Sure,
huh? Look at the rest of this gold stuff peeled off.
Yeah. Get some more out there. I know. Look at that stuff roll off Hurry up, Lon. Hurry up.
Or any face that can.
It might be a picture of his papa or his uncle or something.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
This is a coat of arms.
Coat of arms?
Yeah. That's what it is, all right. Look at that.
Well, all coats have got arms in them, Lon. When they ain't got arms in them, they call them bears.
I know that. I ain't talking about that kind of a coat. This is the insignia.
Huh?
You know, the things that kings have.
Kings?
Wait a minute.
Huh?
All right, Granny Gavin, you know what we might have?
What?
We might have a baby king.